guys. What are you giving up for Lent? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
We are officially in the season of Lent, and oftentimes, and it isn't necessarily, I would just like to say this, it isn't necessarily always a religious thing. There are some people who just appreciate the practice of giving something up for 40 days and 40 nights. And so we are in that season, and I thought, you know what? Why not ask people, what are you going to give up for Lent this year? 651-641-1071. And of course, I have the top 10 things, according to YouGov, that people are giving up for Lent this year.
What are people giving up for Lent this year?
By the way, 651-641-1071, if you'd like to tell us what you plan to give up for Lent this year. Should I go from number 10?
Yeah.
Okay. So the number 10 thing that people are giving up for Lent this year, video games. Not going to be a problem for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't play video games.
I guess
games.
That's awesome for them.
Number 9, Bradley, don't do this. Caffeine.
Oh, God, no.
Right?
That's like, why don't you give up water? No, right. Thanks.
No, thank you. Number 9 is caffeine. Number 8 is watching TV or streaming.
Okay.
Number 7, social media. I will say there is like a purge that happens on the first day of Lent.
Okay.
Where you see it a lot, specifically on Facebook. People saying, off Facebook for Lent. See you on the other side, you know. So that is like a pretty common...
It seems like it's not a bad idea for some people.
Right, exactly.
I'd like to tell certain people
that they should go away.
Go away for 40 days and 40 nights.
Okay. Let's see. Shopping for things that aren't essential.
Mm.
That's number 6.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good one, right?
Yep. Gossip is number 5. Don't give that up, because that is why you come to the Colleen and Bradley
Show. Well,
yeah,
you can give it up. We'll keep dishing it out for you.
We're going to keep doing it. Number 4, alcohol.
I'm actually surprised that's not higher on the list.
Me too, actually. 651-641-1071. Are you giving anything up for Lent? It's okay if you're not. You can even call to tell us you're not. But what are you giving up for Lent? Number 4, like I said, is alcohol. Number 3 is fast food. Number 2 is soda.
Mm.
And number 1
is kind of obvious, I guess.
Desserts.
Oh, sure. Well, and that's kind of, I always think that's funny, right? Because like dessert.
Right?
I mean, you don't have to, like, who has dessert so much they have to give it up? I mean, look, I do love dessert, but it's not like I don't have dessert on a Tuesday.
But there must be people who do have it so much that that giving it up
Is apparently a lot, because that's the number one thing.
Mm-hmm. The thing about it, okay, so here's the deal. Like, the funny thing about when you go through this list is that your impulse is to go, oh gosh, no, I could never give up X, Y, or Z, right?
Yeah.
Like you did with caffeine, which by the way, I don't want you to give up caffeine. No, I don't know what I would do.
Happen.
That's an insurance plan for the show, and so for all of us. But the point of Lent is to like feel a little suffering, right? That's like the whole point of the season, is to give up something that you will miss or that is difficult to
give up. Like giving up carrots is probably not a good idea.
Right, because like I'm not going to miss them because carrots, right?
What are you going to give something up?
I just think I'm going to give up for Lent. I'm just going to give up. That was my friend Zachary's joke and I loved it.
I think maybe you shouldn't give up.
No, but I really do. Like, okay, so this is, I'm going to say this just like from the perspective of one. This is our second, we went on our first lockdown, and I'm putting that in loose quotes. We started our flattening the curve last year during Lent.
Mm.
And at that time, we all said, this is the Lentiest Lent. We just gave up. Like, so like we're already like in the struggle, right? Yeah. In the wilderness.
Yeah. Don't you feel like people have given up stuff enough for the year?
So that's what's funny. Not funny. Haha, funny. But I feel like we at last Lent, I think, thought this Lent would be a little different. Turns out this is a Lentier Lent than last Lent that was the Lentiest Lent.
Why is that?
Because now we've been actually, we've like given up the thing we gave up last Lent for this entire year.
Yeah.
So I just would like to absolve people from feeling like you need to like give up something big.
Oh, for sure. No, I like that.
I think that we can just reflect on where we are.
Like, I would be giving up like imaginary things. Like, I'm going to give up daydreaming.
Right.
Oh, daydream believer.
But that's the best.
Homecoming queen. Mm.
I didn't say I was going to give up the monkeys. Is that the monkeys?
That yeah, is the monkeys. But it is also, is it? No.
Daydream. No.
Are you asking if it's Neil Diamond?
Thank
is
you.
That what you,
thank
I can
you.
Read your mind.
Thank you.
You know, I cannot confirm or deny.
I'm pretty sure it is. 651-641-1, I should know that. 1071, what are you giving up for Lent? Holly, do we have a caller?
Yes, Carrie's on the line. Before Hello? We get to Carrie, it is not Neil Diamond.
Okay, but one is.
Last Trains to Clarksville.
Oh, that's
the monkeys.
Okay.
Or I don't know. Anyways, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Carrie, what are you giving up for Lent?
Complaining. I'm going to not complain. Ooh. I do a lot of it, and I want to focus on positive things.
But, like, what do you love complaining about right now?
Don't complain about it. Just tell
no,
us.
No, it's not Lent yet, is it?
Yeah, yes. Oh.
Well, just for the, you know, I've given you special permission for the purposes of this segment. What's the thing you love to complain about?
There's two things. I complain about my 20-something-year-old children and the stuff they constantly don't do. Hmm. And I like to complain about work.
Ah.
You know what? I actually like this because I wonder, I think this might be a really interesting exercise for you to see, like, if you end up having better, like, better feelings about work when you're not in the habit of complaining
yeah,
about
no,
it.
No, that makes sense.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be nice? Here. Oh, I would like to check in with you at the end of Lent and see how you're doing.
Or just like call us when
you're...
Some
of those things you complain about at work, are, when you look back, are pretty probably petty and they cause you a lot of energy that you didn't need to expand.
Well, here's a secret about life. Most of the things that we complain about don't matter.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not real. Mm-hmm. Carrie, thank you so much for your
call. Thanks, Carrie. Good luck to you, ma'am.
To you.
Oof. Not doing that.
I just would like to also say, oh, do you have a lot to complain about work? You want to talk about it?
Oh, my God. No, what I was saying was, jeez. What I was saying is, like, I think it's good to let it out. If you don't let it out, it's going to stay inside, and then it's going to be like a fart that you're walking around not letting out, and you're going to get cramps.
Yeah, you're going to get those gurgles.
Yeah, and people are going to be like, what's wrong with you? And you're like, well, I have to fart, but I can't.
So, I think the key is to, like, know when your venting has turned into, like, a toxic...
Well, here's the thing. Don't vent to other people all the time, because if you vent to other people, you're just like poop. You're farting on them.
Yeah. Talking to yourself alone is a really great exercise.
I do a lot of that, you guys.
Yeah. Or throw things. I mean, I am all here for, like, you know, getting in a room, throwing some stuff around.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Are you guys, like, happy that we have masks so that you can mouth things behind them that nobody else can see?
I usually like to stick my tongue out when somebody's hot and do the, like...
Oh, okay.
Like the Tex Avery mouth?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that because I think, like, I have this fear that, like, my mask will fall off and reveal my true self.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you got to tread lightly.
It was funny, because I was walking out to the car the other day, and I still had my mask on, and I was having a conversation with myself, and I was so happy that nobody else could see it.
So that you didn't look like a crazy lady?
Kinda.
Yeah. No, I get it.
651, nope, no, we don't have time.
Nope.
Fine, forget it.
651, nope.
Nope. That is our
Holly,
area code.
Are you giving anything up for Lent?
No. I've already given up so much.
Yeah.
I have nothing left to give up.
If Jesus looked down right now on my life, he'd be like, you've given up enough.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You've suffered enough.
You go, just go for it.
Go on with life. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I was going to say, speaking of suffering, we're going to talk about Britney Spears.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. It's fine.
We're fine.
It's fine.
Everything's fine. after this on My Talk 107.1. Remember yesterday when I told you that Britney Spears was sending secret messages from her Scrabble board? We got an update on that on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And is she sending us messages?
Well, and Holly, I apologize, but if we could get the Cobra Gang together, toxic style, that'd be awesome.
Whenever there's trouble, we're down the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Oh my God, Britney Spears is speaking to us covertly through her Instagram because she's a prisoner.
Okay.
This is what the fans will have you believe.
Is this really happening?
Well, Bradley? That's for us to decide. So as I sit here and ponder, I would like to bring you along to ponder with me. Christian Ponder, is that still a thing? Does he still do that here?
No? I don't know.
Okay, anyway, it's like a sports reference. You're welcome.
from like, you know, 5 years ago.
But no big whoop. From a day ago. Yes. Take out your balls and Cracker Jack. What? Isn't that the lyrics?
Crack a window. Air it out.
Take out your balls and your Cracker Jack.
Nope.
Britney Spears posted a day ago a picture of her in, believe it or not, a peasant, a shoulderless peasant top.
She hardly ever does that.
And she posted, actually, it's like a slideshow. It's like three photos of the same thing.
Are they exactly the same?
Yep. Okay. With slightly different filters. And here is the caption that you must help me decipher.
Okay.
Another shot from the... Well, actually, here's what you need to decipher. You need to decode the secret message that Britney Spears is sending to us. Another shot from the shoot I did for Just a Touch of Rose. Rose emoji. Red is still in motion. Ellipsis. Coming to theaters near you soon. Ellipsis. All caps. Kidding. Tongue out. Winky emoji. Cry laugh emoji. Monkey covering his lips emoji.
Okay, there was a lot happening in that moment.
Well, can I tell you what other people think this means?
Yes, please.
So other people seem to think that this is her confirming that she is involved in the Netflix documentary about Britney Spears.
Yeah, no.
And I take you back to the caption, another shot from the shoot I did for Just a Touch of Rose, Red is still in motion. Red is still in motion, people believe, refers to Netflix, because Netflix is red, and they are in motion.
Okay, all right.
And it says, coming to theaters near you soon.
Okay.
So people believe that this means that the truth will come out when the Netflix documentary premieres.
I mean, I love this. I feel like this is great wishful thinking, and I think we all need something to look forward to right now in life. And if we think that Britney Spears is somehow working together with Netflix to do her tell-all, then who am I to get in the way of people's hopes and dreams?
I mean, let's just be clear. It ain't happening.
That's the thing,
though. This is not happening, because... if she were sending secret messages, wouldn't she just, like, not say anything until the documentary comes out?
Exactly.
Why would she be giving people a heads up that it's coming out when her dad, you know, if you want to follow the
right
the storyline, then her dad would be like, no, you're not going to publish this documentary.
Now we are going to bar that from happening.
But I do want to give, you know, her fans... and the people who have too much time on the internet some credit for coming up with a great storyline.
Okay.
I mean, it sure sounds like a fun storyline.
I'm going to say this. Remember how I was talking about that docu-series, the Cecil Hotel one that I'm two episodes in on?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you encounter in that docu-series is people who... connect with each other over social media and try to solve the mystery.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
So what I've learned from that is that there are a lot of people with that kind of time on their hands.
Oh, sure.
And to your point, if, you know, kudos to her fans who have a lot, who apparently have a lot of time on their hands, there really are a lot of people out there who are occupying themselves with trying to solve a mystery that is not a mystery, nor does it need to be solved.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of the internet, man. You can make anything a mystery.
I guess.
Like, you can make anything a conspiracy theory given enough time and enough clicks.
I just love the idea that everybody seems to think that Britney Spears is, like, in her ivory tower masterminding these... What?
I didn't know where you were going with that word.
Oh, sorry. Masterminding these elaborate messages that she's sending out. I don't know. I get it. I understand. We like a Rapunzel story. We like, you know, we like a story of, you know, somebody trying to escape captivity.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love a good escape story? I do think that there's a real story here. It's just not that Britney Spears is like... Yeah. Adeptly using emojis to communicate her next plan.
Right?
Like, I'm here to watch that show.
Right.
I just don't think it's nonfiction. It's, I think it's just it's a work
definitely,
of fiction.
It's definitely fiction. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, celebrities behaving badly. We call them D-bags, and we're going to tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we have a name for those celebrities behaving badly. That name is...
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Pew, 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 pew. Who's your D-Bag?
This one is a little tongue-in-cheek. It is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt. That's a name we haven't talked about on the show, much less this segment.
Right?
What'd she do?
Well, she almost killed Betty White. What? Oh, my God, gosh. She's the worst. What? Okay, so she was a guest on the Drew Barrymore Show.
Oh, that's a thing.
It is a thing. Yeah. And in it, she told a story that she's told before, and she told it again. So apparently she's got like a real good friendship with Betty White. She loves her some Betty White.
Okay.
And I don't know, do you know what Betty White's two favorite things in the world are?
Probably dogs.
Okay, nope. Yes, but no, not for this story. Let's put it this way. Okay. That's going to be an awkward segue.
Hot dogs?
What I was going to say, the two favorite things to put in her mouth.
Whoa!
Are
eggs?
Nope. Pizza.
And hot dogs.
And vodka.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Pizza
but sure.
And vodka are her favorites. She also loves hot dogs, and she cheats at Scrabble horribly, says...
like Britney Spears.
Apparently, yep, says Jennifer Love Hewitt. But she said, but she's Betty White, so you just let her win. But then she goes on to tell the story about, she says, the time in her life that she was the drunkest.
Oh, no.
In public.
Okay.
Was with Betty White. The two of them apparently went out, and Betty White was mainlining vodka.
Okay. Okay.
Like Martoonies. She was having Martoonies. And she was so drunk that Betty White, no, Jennifer Love Hewitt, I'm tripping over her name because my husband and I have a different name that we call her at our house.
Well, now you have to tell all of us.
It's not nice. It's very much not nice. And but it just is because it sounds like it. Jennifer loves to
do it.
Do it is what we call her at our house. And it's just dumb. And juvenile. But Jennifer Love Hewitt was responsible for keeping Betty White safe on the way back to her apartment.
Okay.
And apparently, here's the other thing. At the end of the night, one of the things that Betty White loves to do is bring it all home with some gummy bears. So she'll invite you over to her, wherever she's staying at the time.
Why do I feel like none of this is true? But okay.
I love this story. This is such a good story.
Okay.
Betty White, they were like on set for a movie and she was like, come on over. We're going to have some gummy bears.
You mean like drugs or something?
No, gummy bears. Like actual gummy bears.
Come to
like,
my house come and to my house candy? And eat
gummy bears. Yeah, we're drunk. We've had some pizza and some vodka. It's gummy bear time.
Okay.
But on the way back, and Jennifer Love Hewitt was trying to like keep her safe, you know, because they're real drunk and they're out in public. Yeah. And good Betty thing. White veered into a bush and like fell into the bushes.
Like in a car?
No, walking.
Oh, God. I thought that, like, somebody's drinking and driving?
No. They were walking. They were on foot.
Okay.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt said, oh, my gosh, I'm going to kill the national treasure, Betty White. So she didn't really actually almost kill her. But as the story goes, Betty White had enjoyed herself a lot and fell into a bush. Thank you. That's the end of the story.
I just, for some reason, the older Betty White gets, the more stories attributed to her that she's like a bad, you know, a bad mother, right? Like that she's not bad actual mother.
Okay. I'm like, like a bad
mother bleeper.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. Like she's a hard drinking.
I love
crude
it.
Talking. Like it just doesn't, I just kind of feel like that's not her, but that because she's old, people are like, you know, she's going to be counter to your image of what it means to be old.
Okay. I see what you're, I see like, how you're seeing it.
She probably drinks water and has a green juice.
Cause I don't feel like you're Betty White. And you've gotten this far in life if you're falling into bushes with Jennifer Love's to do it.
Thank you. I feel like there's a middle ground. I feel like in the spectrum of, you know, floral patterned plastic covered couches, old lady, and hard drinking, mouthy old lady. I feel like there's like a nice middle ground where Betty
she's
White
like
settles.
A real human who has like gets real, you know, she gets real on occasion. Mm-hmm. I just don't see her like partying hard with Jennifer Love Hewitt, but you know, I could be wrong.
I don't know. I'm loving this story. I'm here for it.
What has Jennifer Love Hewitt even been up to lately?
I'm so glad you asked that because I actually know the answer to this. She's on a show I don't know anything about. She's on a show on Fox called 911, and her husband is also on it.
Oh, yeah. Those shows are kind of like the Fox equivalent of the Chicago shows on NBC. Okay. You know, there's Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago
so like
Hot Dog. Oh, you know.
Chicago Hot Dog.
I want to watch that one.
But Fox has these shows.
On it.
Yes. Mm.
Fox has the same kind of shows where it's 911, 911 Lone Star. They're the kind of shows where you're happy that they're around because some of your favorite stars of yesteryear.
They get to have jobs again.
Thank you.
They're got employed.
It. Yeah.
So it's basically like a CSI or a Law and Order Tempe. I mean, that's coming at some point.
Law and Order Tempe. Sun City.
I mean, you know, there's like people love that those shows.
They certainly do.
Yeah.
So, well, good. I'm glad Dubuque. Jennifer Love Hewitt is.
She's employed. Dubuque. She's gainfully employed. Yeah, life is good for her.
I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Well, this is it's kind of interesting because my D-bag today is also somebody we haven't really heard of in a while. And frankly, I don't really know who this person is.
Ooh, fun.
But I've had to learn. So maybe you'll know who this person is. Do you know what a Rob Dyrdek is?
Okay, so this is the guy that was on the MTV show Robin Big, Big and Rob.
Robin Big, he was also on a show called Ridiculousness.
Yeah, I didn't watch that
And Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
I also did not
and
watch
he's
that
he's a skateboarder and an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I saw this article it's an exclusive, by the way, over at Page Six, so you know that it came directly from the source.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would give us something to have fun with. Rob Dyrdek, Spencer. No, that's like the
punctuation.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Rob Dyrdek, Spencer Pratt's crystal obsession is too intense for me. So I was like, what? Spencer Pratt has a crystal obsession?
Oh,
also,
yeah.
What's a rock?
Oh, we've talked about Spencer Pratt's crystal obsession before.
Pratt Daddy.
I've blocked that
bad vibe
piece of trivia out of my brain because
Who needs it?
I'm going to have opinions. but I confess to say I don't know what a Rob Dyrdek is, but he is passionate about his health, wellness, and meditation, and is also open-minded about crystals. But he only goes so far. And recently, he talked about his fellow MTV star Spencer Pratt's crystal love and realized he was just a beginner.
Meaning Rob was just a beginner, yeah. Not Spencer. Because Spencer actually sells crystals.
Well, Spencer rolls in crystals. And Rob tells us his crystal work is too intense. You know what I mean? I love it as a sort of fun, keep yourself in abundant mindset type of thing. But when I saw him being Spencer Pratt, man, he's just loaded. Like a rapper, only like the crystal version. So Mr. Dyrdek is also releasing Mind Right Superfood bars this week, which is probably why his mouth is open.
Yeah, sure.
He does go on to tell people that he didn't engage in crystal talk with Spencer because they're not on that level. But he does find it quite fascinating. He goes on to say he just hasn't had the right crystals yet. That is Rob. He needs some Pratt Daddy drip.
Okay, so Pratt Daddy is that
Spencer his, Pratt?
But is that also Spencer Pratt's crystal business?
Well, it's a lowercase Pratt Daddy. So I think just saying like he needs some of his juice.
Yeah, if you go to prattdaddy.com. You can buy crystals
from
that website.
Spencer Pratt.
Yeah, from Spencer Pratt.
Can we also just talk about what crystals are?
I mean, rocks? Here's my thing with crystals.
Minerals?
They're nice.
From the earth?
They're pretty.
This is what I want to say about crystals. I know crystals.
I know crystals. Some of my best friends are crystals. You, sir, are not a crystal caring.
But what I was going to say was, like I do, I know people who love them some crystals. They are crystally people. They have crystals.
What you're trying to do right now is to like say, I'm going to judge you, but I want you to understand I'm not judging you for what you think I'm judging.
What I'm saying is I recognize that for those people, the crystals are meaningful. From where I sit, I have to wonder, what are the magical properties and powers that you believe you're getting from the crystals? And is it possible that
you could get those from modern medicine?
Or that those things existed in your life to begin with? You know what I'm saying? If you're like, this crystal helps me attract health and wealth, I'm like, is it the crystal that's doing it or is it you? And are you like, how are you behaving differently in your life because you think a crystal's got your back?
You're giving the crystal the power when you have the power.
You have the power all the time.
That was basically Star Wars, man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The force is in you.
Yes, it's in you.
Right.
But the moral of the story is, yeah, I have no truck with people who carry rocks around in their pockets. I mean, I love pretty things. I think it's a little crazy if you're going to spend $750 on a piece of green tourmaline with a hole in it and a chain around your neck for $750 on prattdaddy.com.
You got tongue-tied. You were so worked up by that.
That seems a little interesting, but hey, look, who am I to tell people how to spend their money? Because I don't want you telling me how to spend mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get concerned when people start saying that it's going to like heal you and stuff, because I kind of feel like I'm open to that if there's actual science. But there's not any science attached to that.
Yeah.
So,
we like science.
Mr. Dyrdek also wants you to know that he believes in life's beautiful rhythm. And you have to basically design that rhythm around your energy. And the best way to do that is with his new vegan energy bars.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to order some of those because I've been looking to organize my energy in a... What did he say?
He says you have to be hyper aware of your energy. These bars add another tool to the toolbox to have you work sharper at a higher level for longer periods of time.
I mean, I am looking for a beautiful rhythm, so maybe I'll stock up.
Well, the beautiful rhythm that you'll get from eating these bars is from your colon.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Holly. It all goes back to the colon.
It does. Mm-hmm. Always.
Thank you, Holly.
All roads lead to the colon. Mm-hmm. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got a D-bag double down. After this, on My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And sometimes we have some excess D-bag that we need to deal with. We call it a D-bag double down.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
People slash Kris Jenner slash all y'all. No, not really. But there is this article in People that we need to discuss because you guys, I don't know if you know this, Kanye West is not doing well. The split from Kim Kardashian is really weighing heavily on him because, quote, he knows what he's losing.
Oh, geez. Oh, gosh. Oh,
he knows what he's losing. He's not doing well, according to sources.
Okay.
Yep. 2020 has proved to be a trying year. They're just not on the same page anymore. And, you know, Kim is okay with that, but Kanye is having a really hard time. She doesn't want to hurt him, but she knows she can't be married to him anymore. He's very aware that she's been a good, I'm sorry. She's been a good wife, and he still loves her very much, but he understands, and he will be okay.
Okay.
So that's the Hot Metal Eyes from the People magazine exclusive.
Which means,
well, I think all of this comes from Kris Jenner, right?
Yes, duh.
Because it's a story. If you ask yourself, self, what am I looking at?
What am I looking at here besides a big pile of steam and poo?
Okay. Well, in this case, the steaming pile of Froyo is squirting out of People magazine.
Okay.
It's an exclusive.
Okay.
No, that's Froyo. It squirts out of the machine.
I got it.
In kind of a ribbony, ploppy shape.
Yep.
Kanye, and I've never been good at getting that plop.
Okay.
No, I mean, have you? Like,
the
it's
the curl
hard.
At the
yeah,
end?
The curl, yeah. Like when you're trying to do a cone.
Mm-hmm.
Not good at that. Mm-mm. So Kanye West not doing well. And no, what was I saying? Oh, this plop is coming from Kris Jenner because if it's People magazine and it's an exclusive and it's making Kanye look kind of dopey, you got to believe that the only person with a vested interest in making Kanye West look dopey is Kris Jenner.
Right.
Via Kim Kardashian.
And it's not even just making him look dopey, but making her, like, elevating her to this, like, extra high place. Like, he knows what he's missing.
Yeah, no, that's what
she's
yeah,
been like, perfect.
It makes him look like he's, you know, well, it's been really rough on us, and, you know, I know I'm gonna lose a lot by saying goodbye, but
and in what
just
world
what I'm gonna have to do.
In what world have we ever seen Kanye West having that type of reflection about anybody but himself? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't typically shower praise on anybody else.
Well, unless it's some sort of, like, backhanded way of complimenting himself.
Himself, right.
Yeah. Because remember, he used to dress Kim, and she would always compliment how amazing she looked because of
his him.
Talent.
Amazing.
Right. Amazing.
Amazing.
I also, like, why are we still talking about this dumb divorce that's not happening?
Because you need to pay attention. You need to have an interest until, wait for it, the premiere of the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Oh. Also, I just want you to know that he's had limited contact with his wife and children because it's rough, you know? He doesn't want to get in the way. And this is also how you know it's crap, because this is such a sort of, like, trope, you know, like the man, the father, he's not going to get in the way of these kids' happiness. Like, he's not going to make things worse. He's just going to let the lady do the lady things.
This is also just straight up spin. This is like trying to explain why he's absent. And because I think that there was, I think headlines on Valentine's Day around Kim and Kanye were like, Kim spends Valentine's Day alone with the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they have to have some sort of, like, explanation around that retroactively.
Yeah.
And also.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And also, again, to your point, just wait till the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, that's what we're all being led towards, like lambs to the slaughter. I don't know, actually, and I don't care. But we will be talking about it. Don't you worry here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, because we like to go deep in the shallow. And for me, the more exciting story is the story behind the story and why they're doing what they're doing.
Right. Right. And it does make me wonder. Okay, so here's what I wonder. This is my wondering. Are they going to, is this going to resolve itself, this whole Kim and Kanye's marriage thing? Is this going to resolve itself at the end of this final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Or will they be dragging this storyline forward so that we have to worry about it? Or is this going to be the thing that is going to, that they're going to try to sell us on whatever their next project is on Hulu?
Yes, and all of the above and none of the above. And ultimately, I think what we're likely to see is at the end of the last episode, a musical number wherein they all get in the big old vintage American car and fly off into space.
Okay.
As they sing.
And they go to their home.
We go together
like Rama Lama Lama. And they return to their home planet.
Yes, because we're all being taken a ride by aliens.
In closing,
no, aliens. I mean, my point is,
yes, the truth is aliens.
Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know, and we fall into that trap on occasion, trying to predict.
Right.
We don't really have to predict.
No, we just have to know that what we're being fed is lies.
Yeah,
wrapped in lies.
Because, like, just think about it. Like, somebody who is close to Kanye West calls up
the people.com
hotline. Like, where does that happen? Like, is there a contact us page? Like, hey, drop us your blind items.
Got the hot tip?
Hot tips? No, that doesn't. No,
that's not real.
No. And it frustrates me to no end that I don't know how that works.
Right.
Like, I need to go undercover at People Magazine.
I kind of like this. I'm going to become an intern. Jump Street style.
Yeah. You're going to draw a mustache on your face.
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to wear a cap that says press?
Yeah.
For your interview?
Yes.
Hi, I am here for the press job.
I am a journalist who would like to journalize some stories.
Journally things.
I've got a pen and a paper, and I know where the nearest phone booth is.
Show me how we do the celebrity stories where I print all the gossip. And then I'm going to take, like, out my little pen, and it's got a camera inside, and I take a bunch of pictures of microfilm.
Wait a minute. We're doing this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, a very, very important question. Chicken, fish, or steak?
No, that's the question.
651-641-1071. We're going to take your calls on that very important question.
Chicken, fish, or steak?
On My Talk 107.1. Thank you.